ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد My dear brothers, the ayat we recited in the first rakat of Surah Al-Baqarah after Ayat Al-Kursi, they relate to an incident in the Seerah where the Banu Nadir, when they were expelled from Medina for breaking the covenant of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and committing treason against the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they were children of the Arabs, of the Ansar, who were also with them. Because there was a belief, a superstition at that time that if the children of the Arabs grew up with the Jews, that they would live. There was a high incidence of infant mortality among the Arabs. And they believed that if the children grew up with the Jews, that they would not die. Obviously, the reasons must have been scientific, reasons must have been because of their lifestyle or what they did with their children, but wallahu alam. So, a lot of the children of the Arabs used to live with the Jews, and the Jews looked after them and they brought them up as their own children, and for the most part, they learnt their religion and everything else. So, when the Banu Nadir were being expelled from Medina, the Ansar, the Arabs came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they said, what should we do with our children? Because they are with the Banu Nadir, and should we take them back or should we let them go away? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not answer because he was waiting for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to answer the question, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala then revealed these ayats where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala started with La ikraha fid dini qad tabayyana rushd min al-ghay. Allah said there is no compulsion in religion, and therefore this ayat La ikraha fid din, which sometimes Muslims who are not aware, they use it for Islam. They use it with the meaning that Muslims can do whatever they want because there is no compulsion in deen. Please understand, the ayat came for people who are not Muslims, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said there is no compulsion in deen, meaning there is no compulsion to enter Islam. Nobody is forced to enter Islam. La ikraha fid din. There is no compulsion in deen, and nobody is forced to accept Islam. So there is no, the fact that there is no conversion by the sword is established by the Quran itself. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the two paths, it has been differentiated and clarified and clearly demarcated and pointed out, the path of guidance and the path of misguidance. Rushdu min al-ghay, the path of guidance from the path of misguidance, has been clearly demarcated and shown. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْأُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَمْ فِسَامَ لَهَا. Allah said, the one who gives up the taghut, the ones who gives up his false lifestyle, the one who gives up his false beliefs, the one who gives up his man-made religion and chooses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالتَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And he accepts and brings iman in Allah. Allah said, فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَمْ فِسَامَ لَهَا. This person has grasped a handhold which will not break. See the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the example Allah is giving. He has grasped the handhold which will not break. Whose handhold is this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hand, if Allah is holding your hand, till where will He take you? Till Jannatul Firdausul A'la bi ghayri hisab, insha'Allah. Because it is not the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once He held somebody's hand, to leave it. Allah will not, and He promised not to leave it. Lam fisamalaha, will not break. And if Allah is holding the hand, who can stop that person? Now think about this, that many of us have seen this, our small children who have just started walking. So this little child who is less than a year old, just started walking, is very shaky on the feet and so on. is holding the hand of the father. The father is obviously taller than the child, so the father has a longer perspective, can see further away. The child is small, can't see that far. The child does not even understand what he is or she is seeing, whereas the father can understand what he or she is seeing, and the father guides the child. So when the father is guiding the child to walk, what is the concern of the father? That the child should not have any difficulty in walking, that they must find the easiest path. The father will not guide the child over a hill. He will find the easiest path. And if there is any danger in the path, anything wrong in the path, the father removes it. So the child does not even know what danger there was. Ta'ala Allahul Amthal, we do not give the example of Allah, just to illustrate, I am saying. It's the issue of handhold. The father will not let go the handhold until the child reaches that destination. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the handhold will not break. The reason I'm saying this is because many times when we decide to make changes in our lives, whatever life we are leading, alhamdulillah, we get hidayat, we get guidance, and we decide to make a change in our lives. Many times shaitan comes at that point in time and shaitan tells you, you know what, all these days you have been doing all this nonsense for how many years? You think Allah will forgive you? You think you can even make the change? If you make a change, all your friends will laugh at you. People will say you have gone mad. People will say you have gone crazy. People will say you are following this one and that one. You will become the laughing stock of the place. All of these things will come. All these wasabis from shaitan will come. But the point is that when you want to do something which is in the line of deen, people will say these things and shaitan will put his wasabis. And at that time, it is very important to remember these ayat of the Quran and say that forget everybody else. The only handhold which will not break means what? Means which will never break. The handhold of anyone in any human being, it can only last until you die or that person dies. I mean, there is no way that somebody can hold your hand after you're dead. The only one who can hold your hand and that handhold which will not break is the one who does not die. Hayyu alladhi la yamut. The one who lives and who does not die. Al Hayyu al Qayyum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just to give you an example how this happens, a friend of mine sent me yesterday an email, which is what inspired me also to talk about this thing today. He said he and his wife went for Umrah just now. And right now they are in Medina. Until I think yesterday or something they were in Makkah. So he said that when they reached Makkah for Umrah, he said, we put on one of your Fajr reminders where you mentioned the story of the taxi driver who told you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls to give, He does not call to take. Many of you have heard that story. Now, this is an old Fajr reminder, it's not one of the current ones, this is an old one. So he said, I put on a Fajr reminder and this one came up. Where did it happen to him? In Makkah. Allah calls to give, Allah doesn't call to take. So he said, I made a lot of dua and I made a lot of dua for you. So I told him, see the mercy of my Rabb. Who could have made you listen to that particular Fajr reminder? I mean, I challenge you guys. Now, I'm telling you, find that Fajr reminder. I can bet you can't find it. It's an old one. And this is not the title of that Fajr reminder. So, even if you search in the whole, I mean, we have all of those are recorded, all of those are on the website. But even if you search, now by the grace of Allah, we've got almost 800 Fajr reminders. It will take you maybe one year to find it, if you want to look for it. And this person, this dear friend of mine, when he turns it on, that's the one which comes on. So I told him, I said, see this. What else is it, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling you, ask me now? I called you to give you. So ask me. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds, it has nothing to do with me. It is nothing to do with me. It is only coincidental that my thing came in. And I'll tell you why it has to do with me in another way. But my point is, purely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding him, you have come here, I called you to give you, so ask me. Azim Allah Kishan. And then I told him, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in your heart to make dua for me. Kya inaam hai sab Allah ka samjho. How, who else the other than Allah can do what like this? I am sitting here. That brother of mine is making dua for me. And Allah will accept. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded him to ask. Insha'Allah. And then whatever he asked, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if when you make a dua for your brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints a malak, an angel, to make the same dua for you. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the angel's dua is even better than yours. So whatever he asks for me, Allah will give him also. Ajeeb Allah Kishan. Subhanallah. See the generosity of our Rabb. So never lose heart. Never delay in turning towards Allah. Don't worry about the whole world and who it contains. Not a single one of them will come into our qabr, believe me. So what they feel, what they believe, what their opinion about you, whether it is good or bad, it does not matter in the scheme of things. Alhamdulillah, if it is good, and Alhamdulillah, if it is bad, there is no problem. That particular thing has no meaning. What has meaning is the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Khalas. So don't allow shaitan to take you here and there about with all these stories. Oh, I lived all this life. Alhamdulillah, whatever you did in your life, if you make tawbah, the more bad you did, the better it is for you, because all that gets converted to good deeds. But one must not delay in making tawbah. Don't say, let me do some more bad so it becomes good. No. Make tawbah immediately. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never get discouraged. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you will then be grabbing and holding a handhold which will never break. And that handhold, inshallah, will take us into Jannatul Firdaus al-Ala bi ghayri hisab. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the way He always gives. And the way that only He can give. And no one other than Him can give that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us without hisab, because it is not His shan to take hisab. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to take hisab, because we have grabbed His handhold, inshallah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.